Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ralph Weingarna. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Sprinz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Roxy Lawson. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Skarret reaches second base with a double. Oliver moves to third. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sprinz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field. Seeds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seeds. Oliver scores. Skarret scores. Webb moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves takes first base on ball four. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Reeves moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball four. Ralph Weingarna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingarna is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Skarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Skarrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sprinz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprinz hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawson moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. Lawson moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Lawson scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Reeves is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tote scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston takes first base on ball 4. Heving moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0-for-1 in the game. Weingartner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Skarrat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reeves hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sprinz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprinz is 0-for-1 in the game. Sprinz strikes out. One out. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5. And the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tote moves to third. Wurstler moves to second. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weingartner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tote scores. Wurstler moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wurstler scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Skarrat hits a line drive towards short. Goldman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Sprins and he is safe. Miller steals second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and moves to third. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Miller scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tote hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Wingarna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingarna is 0-for-2 in the game. Wingarna hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Wingarna trying to get to third. Wurstler throws to Miller who tags Wingarna for the out. Goldman moves to second. One out. Joe Sprins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprins is 0-for-2 in the game. Sprins hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wurstler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heving hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gaston bunts towards third. Weingarten fields it and throws to first for the out. Heving moves to second. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive towards third. Weingarten reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Skarrat hits a line drive into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Gaston drops the ball. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Ralph Weingarten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingarten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weingarten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reeves hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first, with Appleton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Sprinz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprenz is 0 for 3 in the game. Sprenz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Reeves fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heving hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaston covering, for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Weingartner is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.